Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
Going back to the 1%, that's where most people operate in terms of this physical reality, and it's me, you, this computer screen, and you know, this coffee mug, and that's all there is. But the reality is there's another 99% out there. And there's systems within systems within systems that have been here way long before even religions. And So I didn't make them up, but I can teach them and I practice them. And one of the things that I know to be true, because I've tested it, is that when you feel that opponent or the ego or that moment that you mentioned that Bob describes, your best superpower in that instance is the power of restriction. In other words, resisting the temptation of allowing the ego to convince you to continue playing small. And so because I do that and I have that in my repertoire, I utilize restriction. I resist the temptation to the cave. And then when you do that, typically the seas begin to part. And then you have your opportunity to get over that level that looks like pressure, but it's really just that next level of growth and expansion for you and for your soul. And so I actually welcome that opponent now, where it used to run my life, if I'm being honest, for 35 years. But now I know when you have that voice in your head or whatever you guys want to call him, Satan, the devil, ego, opponent, that usually means that's exactly what you should do. Because on the other side of that is all the growth and expansion. And on the flip side, if you ever want to do something and you don't hear that voice in your head, that probably means you shouldn't do it. You know, I think that eventually you get to a place in life, and I think everybody goes through this to some extent, because the hero's journey, right, is where you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you realize that if you don't make a big change, then nothing's going to happen for you. And you'll just be keep going down the same path with those what if scenarios. What if I went for it? Or what if I thought bigger? Or what if I allowed myself to find out or look silly or take messy action? And so hopefully people can get to the point where the pain of not taking that action is significantly worse and scarier than taking messy action and so forth. And it took me 35 years. You know, it's interesting. Depending upon who you ask, I'm a little hard on myself. I'm wondering why it took me so long. Other people say, wow, you learned that young at 35 years young, because now I have the rest of my life to work on it and improve it and so forth. So anyone even just listening to this conversation right now, just understanding that there are systems and there's universal laws, just like there's gravity. If somebody were to jump out the window behind me here in New York City, even if they're a really, really, really good person, they would go down because of gravity. There are universal laws. And when we don't react and we understand how to tame the ego, and when we can share without an agenda, we open up the floodgates for more abundance and money and blessings and miracles, or revealing your own light and so forth. And so you just got to get to that point where if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you got to make that move. I think it's important to get some clarity on some of our gifts, and we all have them, and they're not ours. They were given to us. And I really believe that it's our responsibility to identify what those are, utilize them, showcase them, make an impact with them, and unapologetically monetize them as well. I also believe that if we don't utilize our gifts, eventually it's like our soul is in exile and they'll be taken from us. The good news is even if you go through a rut like you described earlier, or a 35-year Patrick May, as long as you can come back to it and want and have that desire to want to find out what your gifts are, then your soul will be redeemed. And then we have an opportunity to do a whole lot in this world. And I just want to be clear, because I think when people hear me talking or hear this conversation, sometimes they think, well, you're talking about fulfillment and purpose and all that stuff, but I still have to make a living. When you share your gifts without an agenda or expectation of return, you'll end up creating this channel where you'll make more money than you ever dreamed possible, better relationships, better purpose, alignment, business, all of that stuff. That's the byproduct. But this is really the good stuff. This is the stuff that has you like feeling like high as a kite naturally. Like this conversation has me so lit up right now, because this is the good stuff. The 1% stuff, like even money or nice cars and stuff like that, it comes and goes, and there's a place for that. I don't want to disregard that, but it's only temporary fulfillment when we can utilize our gifts to make a difference and lead our world like that, and help other people and so forth and contribute. That's what creates lasting fulfillment. And you better believe you can make a lot of money doing so. And so I think a lot of people find themselves unfulfilled at different seasons of life. And I want to help them identify their gifts, their purpose, monetize it, package it, and have a lot of fun and make a difference.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS. The YouTube channel, Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.